Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, truly good, and mightily moving by His Spirit. And I thank God for all that He does. These are days that you will see miracles. You will see the handiwork of God, because it's time for His glorious return. And it's time we have to receive what He's saying. The Lord has prophets speaking, even on YouTube. Jonathan Kahn, Perry Stone, the Ugandan pastor. These are links that if you look up on YouTube, it can bless your life. And I thank the Lord for what He's doing. The Lord, He reveals His will through holy men of God, people who will do right, people who have the heart of God, the mind of Christ. And, you know, this is a day of a waking up. He's got to come back. He's going to come back on time. On that day, He's coming back. He's not going to wait any longer. The age of grace is almost over. And He has to judge the world. You know how when people do hideous crimes and you wonder why, how come God didn't do anything? The Word teaches us that He's not going to judge people for every act of evil yet. Not in the days of grace. He's going to do that in the tribulation period. And the sin that caused them to reject Jesus as their Savior, that's why he's going to judge the world. When we didn't receive Jesus as our Savior, we didn't receive redemption, and then we're in sin, and we act on our sin. Now, the Lord is just. He's got to judge this world for the sin that it's done. You know, the corrupt politicians, corrupt judges, corrupt people that have sold justice to make gain. Preachers that have preached false doctrines for money. They have to be judged. They have to be judged by God. And remember, judgment starts at the house of God. That's where it starts. With that, redemption starts there too. The true people of God will be taken out of the earth, raptured, gone for good. Well, for the rest of this age, until He judged the world, then He's going to bring them back. And we live on the earth forever. This is what's going to happen in these days, folks. It's got to happen. The Lord has to, He's a just God, and He has to judge this world for the sin that it did. And the Lord wants you to miss out on the tribulation period. You don't want to go through that. But so pay attention to the miracles that He do, the signs and the wonders that He gives us. You know, signs and wonders, He uses His creation to portray us a message. You know, all the stars are His. He gave them for signs so that we can see that Jesus is our Lord. Jesus Christ created everything you see. Before He was a man, He was the Word of God. The Word said He created everything that is. And he became a man and died for you. He became one of us. And healing is in redemption. So if you have any problem, take it to the Lord. Search the scriptures and live biblically. Do what the Bible says do. Read the chapters and if every problem you want to solve, find your problem in the Word of God and read the chapters surrounding that problem and kill that problem. Conquer it. You can do this. By Jesus' stripes we're healed, and every problem that a man can have can be destroyed by the Word of God. Put the Word in your mouth and speak it and destroy your problems. Honor God. Live to honor God. Live to honor God. And you will see what the old preacher's talking about. Now this broadcast, we're going to, just like last broadcast, I interviewed my pastor. And he said some things that we need. He explained some things and expounded on healing. That's a strong part of his ministry. Now, my pastor is also a prophet. He has spoken prophetic things, and it's been a blessing, you know, at our Victory Christian Fellowship, Pastor Jim McCann III. I love him, and his son, they are a blessing. And I don't say that lightly. I see people get healed of all kind of problems, all kind of disease problems in the body because he has a healing gift. He's anointed to heal. And he speaks things and they come to pass. And, you know, it's not fair to see all these miracles and say nothing. So we did two broadcasts together, and he said some things that, you know, I said, I can make a broadcast out of the portion that we ran out of time and didn't get to use. So that's what we're sharing today. The next voice you hear will be that of Pastor Jim McCann of Victory Christian Fellowship. The address there is 2440 Minor Parkway in Adamsville, right across the street from Minor High School, down the hill from Minor High School. I think the zip code is 35205, and I may be wrong on the zip code, but I know the address. And the telephone number is 791-WORD, and the next voice you hear is that of Pastor Jim McCann. Be blessed.
Back from that. He said, I'll pay the price. That's what Isaiah said. He bore as our substitute. In other words, he stood in for us.
That's right.
He paid the price for us, for not only for our sins, but for our healing.
Right.
Now, that's the first foundation stone that everybody should know. Then there's the next foundation stone is found in Matthew chapter 8, verse 17 and 16. Now, it says here, verse 14, and when Jesus was come into Peter's home or house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. Notice it says they brought many unto him, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, what we just read here, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses.
Yeah.
Now notice what it says here, that he bore our sicknesses again, and he touched, you know, that Jesus reached out and touched Peter's mother-in-law and healed her. Now I've had people tell me that that was spiritual healing. Okay, all right, which brings me to 1 Peter 2:24, which is the third foundation stone. 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live in righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed.
That's right.
Isaiah says you are healed.
Yep.
Isaiah, 1 Peter says you were healed.
Yep.
That's looking, Isaiah was looking to the cross.
That's right.
As Peter is looking back from the cross as an accomplished fact. Now, and they'll say, well, you know, that means spiritual healing. That's bunk with a capital B. And the reason why it is the Greek word for healed there is anomai in the Greek, and it always, every single time it is used, denotes or refers to physical healing. Now, let me ask you a question. When Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law of a fever, was that a spiritual fever?
No,
what the spiritual fever was?
That was on the body. It was hot.
It was hot. That's right. And he healed her. It says the fever left her.
Yeah.
Then it says, and when the evening was come, they brought many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. It says many. It speaks of him as healing a multitude. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, was all those people healed? Were they spiritually sick or were they physically sick?
Physically.
And it says that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses.
That's right.
Now that's the redemptive chapter, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Is redemption for all?
For all.
For all. That means that healing is for all.
Healing is
for all. And just like the forgiveness of sin is received by grace through faith, healing is received by grace through faith. The same exact way.
Same thing.
Glory to God.
And we get to know the Lord as we take him at his word.
Absolutely.
You know, it may be a challenge, but take him at his word and defeat that challenge, destroy that challenge.
Absolutely. You know, it's for everybody. You know, and here's And understand something, you know, I thank God for the fivefold ministry. I'm called to the fivefold ministry. There are special anointings. I have an anointing upon my life to preach and to teach the word of God, just like have an anointing upon your life to do it. And also I have an anointing to you know, heal, you know. Yeah. Brother Hagin, you know, you'll see many times, you know, you will, whatever anointing you sit up under, you will partake of.
Yeah,
you understand? Right. And I sit up under Dad's ministry, and then he laid hands on me, you know, and I called it my spiritual heritage, and I've laid hands on people in this church for the very, laid hands on you,
yeah,
you know, for the very same thing. And I always loved this spiritual heritage, you know, but you remember how I talked to you about the transference,
you know,
of the anointing. We see, Moses laying hands on Joshua. He carried that anointing to lead the people of Israel.
And it works.
And we saw the same way with Elijah and Elisha. You see that thing, same thing going on, because the anointing is transferable. And the person you sit up under, that's why you need to choose who you sit under.
Yeah.
You know,
I had a customer, he got diagnosed with throat cancer. And I thought he called me about a car, but he was concerned about that. And his mother was Christian. I said, did you ever ask the Lord to save you? He said, no. I led him through the prayer and he got saved.
Praise God.
And right before that bad tornado that tore up Pleasant Grove.
Yeah, yeah.
A week later, he wanted me to come by. He did want me to work on a car later. And I went and got money for the parts. And he had been to the doctor about the throat cancer. And I laid hands on him. Now, when I laid hands on him, I didn't feel anything.
Yeah.
But he said that when I laid hands, he told me this days later, he said, man, when you lay hands on me, I felt the power of God.
Glory to God.
And he said that when they took the trach out, he said he healed so fast that all the doctors came and got each other and looked at him.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
He came, and Stephanie had a word that, Robert's wife, Stephanie had a word that he was going to be fine.
Glory to God.
And he came back 100%.
Oh, that's God. Glory to God. It's amazing how God does things. You know, like what you said there about you laid hands on him and you didn't feel anything, but he did.
But he did, yeah.
Yeah, and I've had it where I felt it and they felt it. And then I remember one time I laid hands on somebody out there. I felt like I was laying hands on a doorknob, you know. Yeah. You know, you don't feel anything.
Yeah.
But they sit there and they tell me their whole body's on fire. Yeah. You know, and you go, I don't feel anything. You know, but then again, there's times. I remember I laid hands on, this was years ago, I never forget it. I laid hands on Donna Hill. It was when we was in a move of God over at the other church before we moved over here. And it was like somebody had stuck, it was right in the center of my belly, yeah. You know. The Bible says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly, you know. And I stuck my finger in a light socket, but it was around my belly.
Yeah.
And it shocked me, but then it shocked her, and she went flying across the room, you know, during the service. I mean, it's like she just bolted across the room.
Yeah.
And she got healed, mm-hmm. You know. But that was the first time that's ever happened, you know. And then I laid hands on this lady that was during that same time. And she's very prim and proper. I mean, just one of the night. I mean, very prim and proper. I didn't feel nothing that time, but she went bolted across the room.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh, my gosh. And this woman had never done that, you know. Yeah. I mean, she was just prim and proper she could be.
Yeah.
But she got set free,
yeah.
You know, and got healed, too. Yeah. But, you know, just because you don't feel nothing don't mean that God ain't working. That don't mean nothing, brother.
Right.
You know, you just lay hands on the sick and they recover.
That's right. Where it works.
Absolutely. You know, and that's what people I want that's listening out there. Mm-hmm. One of the best things you can do, especially if you're building a church, one way we started building this church, we would go door to door.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't just go in there and just, you know, just hammer the people about, you know, we tell them about Christ, but we done it in a way that would get their attention. What we did, and I got this from Dr. Lester Summerall.
Yeah.
I had an opportunity to sit down and talk with him before he went to be the Lord. But Dr. Summerall, the way he always built his churches all over the world, mm-hmm. when he was in mission, he'd go knock on doors and say, is there any sick in the home? Mm-hmm. We'd like to pray for them if there's any sick.
Yeah.
You know, well, they're sitting, I mean, they love their family, you understand? Mm-hmm. And that gives you an opportunity. And they would say, well, nobody knows me sick, but I have a brother that is sick or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And so you pray for them, then you share the gospel. But, I mean, you go in there and there's somebody sick at home, you lay hands on them, they get well.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll be sitting in your church next
That's
Sunday.
That's right.
You understand? Because you just convince them that God is a good God, that he's a healer.
That's
you know,
right.
Majority of the time, that's what's going to happen. But I want to tell everybody out there that if you're a born-again believer, that you can lay hands on the sick.
That's right.
You know, it's not your job to heal them because you can't. It's God. You're just the vessel.
Yeah.
And when you lay your hands on them, through the power of contact and transmission, God can use you. I want to read what the Bible says in Mark 16:16. This is the great commission by the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Yeah.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe or accompany the believing ones. This is what it actually reads in the Greek. Yeah. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. That's the baptism in the Holy Ghost. The evidence of speaking in other tongues being prophesied about here. They shall take up serpents. That means, the Bible says, speaks of Luke, you know, taking up serpents and scorpions. It's actually talking about devils and demons.
Yeah.
But it also refers to, you know, like what the Apostle Paul, when he was on the island of the Melitha and the serpent bit him, you know. That means supernatural protection is actually what that
yeah.
means there. And not talking about snake handling, you know what I'm saying? And if they drink any deadly thing, that means by mistake,
yeah.
you know, it shall not hurt them.
Right.
They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
That's right.
Now, notice that.
That's a promise.
That's a promise. And it says here that this is the sign that's to follow the believer. Well, if you're a believer, you have been commissioned, ordained, and anointed by God to do these things.
That's right.
To cast out devils, to lay hands on the sick. You understand?
Yep.
Speak in other tongues, you know. To lay hands on the sick. Now notice what it says here. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. Now notice this. And they, the believers, went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Now what word did he confirm? He confirmed the word of casting out devils that was preached.
Yep.
The word of laying hands on the sick.
Yep.
In other words, what I want to point out again here, I think it was in our first telecast
yep.
or a radio broadcast, is that if you don't preach it in your church, you're not going to see it.
You're not going to see it.
You understand? If you don't preach laying on of hands, the doctor laying on of hands and healing, yep. you're not going to see it. Because faith comes by hearing by the word of God. He will confirm the word that you preach.
Yes, that's right.
You see, he confirms that. He confirms a healing word. He confirms a miracle word. He confirms, you know, the supernatural word. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the way it works. That God wants every believer to operate in the supernatural.
Yeah.
Somebody say amen out there.
Amen.
Glory to God. You know?
He was saying that he that believed, he'll do greater works.
Oh, yeah. You just got on my next sermon. Or even my next message here. Next scripture, he said in verse John, chapter 14, verse 12, he said, verily, verily, I like this. When Jesus is what most people don't realize, that he's having to convince his disciples because he's telling them things that is blowing their minds away. Mm-hmm. And when he says, verily, verily, the literal Greek translation is, now I'm not lying to you now. You need to listen to me, truly,
yeah.
truly. I'm not lying to you.
Uh-huh.
Now listen now. This is true, is
yeah.
what he said.
That's what verily, verily means.
Yeah. yeah. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall ye do, because I go unto my Father. And verse 13 says, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that's the power of attorney,
yeah.
That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Isn't that good?
It is.
I like what Dake says about this. When it says, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he will do. The word works there in the Greek is egron, and it means works, deeds, acts. He says this, he says, it is clear that he refers to miracles, healing, signs, wonders, and mighty acts of power. Dake goes on to say, his works consisted of healing all manner of sickness and disease, casting out devils, raising the dead, cleansing lepers, and doing innumerable acts of deliverance from all the works of Satan. He controlled the elements, multiplied food, walked on water, restored a severed ear, turned water into wine, accomplishing anything he undertook to do in the material and the spiritual realm. Now listen to this. I like what he said here. He said, no man can receive greater power than Christ, for he received the Spirit without measure. Therefore, the greater works cannot consist of doing greater things than Christ could have done had he had the occasion to do them. The thought is that each believer can have equal power with Christ, so to do what he did, as well as greater things if and when the occasion arises for it. In other words, whatever situation you're in, whether it's in ministry or whatever, if you're being led by God in that ministry, or even in your life, or whatever devil throws at you, no matter what it is, God gave you the authority and the power to use his name to overcome anything you face in this life, to lay hands on the sick, to cast out devils. He said, the works I do shall you do, and even greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father. I'm sending the Holy Ghost to empower you to do anything, to accomplish anything that I tell you to accomplish. Now, that's good preaching, brother.
It is.
I mean, that'll set you on fire, man.
It does.
I mean, no matter what comes against you, brother, I mean, you're going to win.
You're going to win.
As long as you do the word of God. Now, well, Pastor, what if I get knocked down? Get back up and keep swinging.
Back up and come back strong.
That's right.
It's kind of like the anointing is a blank check.
Oh, that's what it is.
He's right out what we need.
Actually, Dake points that out in one of his writings when he talks about the power of attorney.
Yeah.
In his writings, he points out that he's given you a blank check to fill it in.
That's right.
You know, to use. He said, just fill it in. You know, it's like... You know, the power of attorney, you know, is, in other words, when he said, in my name, you cast out devils.
Yeah.
And, you know, it says, once you ask the Father in his name, you know, he'll do it for you. That's actually giving us the power of attorney. For an example, my wife has the power of attorney for her father.
Yeah.
You know, because he's elderly, he's in his late 80s, and she does all of his business. It's just like when she signs her name to the checks to pay for his bills and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just like
he did it.
And he empowered, all the power that he has, all of his monetary power, whatever it is he has, you know, is that she has. Well, that's what Jesus did.
Yeah.
He said, all the power of heaven backs you. In other words, when you do it, it's just like me doing it, Jesus is saying, because you are the body of Christ.
Right.
That's why they said, Lord, grant into your service that we may stretch forth thine hands to heal. Well, where are the hands of Jesus? Right below your wrist.
That's right.
So lay hands on the sick and they'll recover.
That's right. This broadcast has been a blessing. Most of it will be on the website, and everybody that's listening in, I thank God that you're blessed by this broadcast. But we're out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move in your life and bless you as you go to him in prayer and as you hear him out. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. Pastor Jim loves you.
That's right.
Jesus is our Lord.
Amen.